All I ever wanted to do was live in a big city. Being from a small country town, the big city and bright lights were always extremely appealing to me. I finally got my wish when I made the move to the city. I loved everything about it at first. The nightlife, the hustle, the bustle, and the people. I felt like I was tailor-made for the city, you know. I found an apartment on the 20th floor of a building and the view was incredible. I could see a sea of lights every night and the sounds were amazing. It felt like the city was a living and breathing organism. What I loved about this apartment was that I was on the top floor. I had nobody above me to distract me, however, my neighbors below me were another story. One night after work, it was late and I had picked up a job as a bartender. I made my way home for some much needed rest. While I was getting into more comfortable clothes, I thought I could hear screaming. I turned the TV to mute and I listened intently. It was undeniably screaming. I was able to pinpoint where the screams were coming from, and it was right below me. At first it was muffled screams. I could hear the tone and inflection of the voices, but couldn't make out any of the words. I continued getting ready and noticed that the voices were getting louder. The apartment had a small screened-in balcony, and I went out there and I could hear much more clearly. It's like when there was a bad accident and you can't really look away. It was uncomfortable to listen to, but I wanted to keep listening, and as horrible as that may sound, it was clearly a male and female arguing. The male was going insane. I could clearly hear things like, "You don't think I'll do it, and I'd love to see if you can fly." My first thought was, is he going to throw his chick out the window or something? Then I heard the woman get extra loud when she said, "You have no idea what I can do and whom I know." Now, versions of that argument continued for another 5 minutes or so until I heard a loud crash. So loud that it vibrated my entire screened-in balcony. It was quiet for a couple of seconds, and just as I started to fear the worst, I heard another voice now. It was a different male voice, and he screamed, "Look what you did, you idiot!" The woman started to scream back at him. I didn't hear the other man, so I started to let my mind wander again as to what happened. The briefest of relief came over me when I heard the first guy start shouting again. At this point, all three people were just shouting almost incoherently to each other. I contemplated for a while what I should do. Clearly, I should have just called the cops, but I didn't, and instead, I made a choice that I would soon come to regret. As you would see in movies or shows, I grabbed a broomstick, and I just banged on the floor in my living room. That was my attempt to alert the neighbors that they were loud and to just keep it down. Now, after my assault on the floorboards, I listened and I didn't hear anything. I went back out to the balcony to see if I could hear anything and it was still quiet. I figured for a moment that I'd accomplished my goal, but I could not have been more wrong. They must have gone out to their balcony because now they started to scream at me. I had heard one of the men first as he addressed his anger at me saying, "Are you serious? Do you have a problem?" I just stayed quiet. Then I heard the woman, her responding, "Mind your business, this doesn't concern you." Now embarrassed, I quietly went inside and just wanted this ordeal to be over. I could hear the muffled screaming, but now I couldn't tell if they were yelling at me or yelling amongst themselves. I can't even begin to explain how uncomfortable it is to sit and just hear this level of screaming. The type of screaming that I would consider borderline violence, really. And then finally, it stopped. It was finally quiet enough for nearly 20 minutes, and I turned off the TV and just got into bed. And just as I was dozing off, I heard a knock at the door. I thought maybe I was going in and out of consciousness, and maybe I dreamed the knock at the door, but I slowly got out of bed and made my way to the door. I heard the knock again, and it was clearly a knock and not my imagination. I asked who it was, and the only response I got was another slow series of knocks. The apartments I lived in all had small cameras on the side of the door, so I was able to pull up the camera. It was two guys and a girl, and right away I realized that it had to be my neighbors from below me. I didn't answer the door, and then the knocks kept coming. The woman was doing the knocking, and the two men just stood behind her with their hands in their pockets, it seemed. I'm not sure what they planned on doing at 3:30 in the morning. I just continued to ignore them at the door, and that's when the one guy started beating on the door with his fist. I was able to get a good look at the guy. He was huge. He was bald and had a tight beard. He had some sort of line work tattoo coming from the back of his shirt to the bottom of his skull. He had a fist that looked like a boulder as he banged on the door, and they knew about the camera since they lived in the building, and that's when the man leaned over to the camera box and started to whisper, "Open the door! Open the door! Open the door!" And he just kept saying that on repeat. I didn't respond, and in fact, I finally, thank God, did call the police. I went to the bedroom and shut the door and whispered to the dispatch operator. I remained on the phone with them until they sent someone. The entire time I waited, they just kept knocking and whispering, "Open the door." They were still standing there when the police finally showed up. One of the officers escorted them away, and I'm not sure what happened to them after that. I spoke with one of the police officers after the other one got them off my floor. I don't think they were below me because I couldn't hear anything, and I gave the officer my entire account of the evening, and that was basically it. I never heard back from the police, but I also never had a run-in with these three again. I also took extra precautions after this and locked my door with an extra lock. And I never heard another peep from that apartment below me after this, which I found most strange of all about all of this. Even though I had just moved to the city not that long before, I had my fill of the city after this night, and once my lease was up, I moved back to the country, where it was quiet all the time. My girlfriend and I had just moved into our new apartment not that long ago. We love the place, and it's our first place together, so for that reason, it's very special to us. I have lived in apartments before, and they can be less than ideal. This place, on the other hand, was great. The apartment unit was recently remodeled, and everything was brand new. It was a great little place to start this chapter of our lives. Now, I know this may sound ridiculous, but for me, one of the best parts was behind the apartments. There was a small path that led to a local breakfast diner. Anybody who knows me knows I can crush some bacon and eggs every day of the week. I told my girlfriend about the short path and told her that on Sunday, when she was off and free from work, that we would have to have a little walk over to the diner. Sunday came and we made our way to the path. Now, it's important to note that the path itself is maybe 30 yards or so. It's not very long. It is literally a short dirt path surrounded by a massive path of trees. When we were walking over to the diner, we noticed a bag of clothes just sitting in the middle of the dirt path. We both just looked at it and kept walking. I mean, sure, it was weird, but it was breakfast time, and I wasn't worried about a bag of clothes. I figured someone just dropped it while walking to the diner or something. And after our amazing breakfast, we walked back and noticed that the bag was gone. I said to my girlfriend, "See, I told you someone just dropped it." And she begrudgingly agreed, but we went about our day. I worked from home during the week, so I would walk over to the diner every morning. The next day, when I walked to the diner, I noticed the bag again, but this time, it was to the side of the path instead of just in the middle of the walkway. I just figured that I missed it yesterday and somebody must have just moved it, and that's why we didn't see it when we walked back to the apartment. After breakfast, when I walked back, I saw someone going through the bag. I cautiously walked by just because it looked like some strange man. When I got closer, the man turned around and looked at me with a sort of crazed look in his eyes, but I kept walking and just gave him a friendly good morning. The man said nothing, but out of the thick trees, a very small and frail-looking woman appeared. Her legs looked more like twigs, and she was missing most of her teeth. I instinctively jumped back just because it was very alarming. In a low, raspy voice, almost like she smoked 8 cigarettes a day for breakfast alone, she says, "Keep walking." I didn't engage with those two at all. I did keep walking, and just shook my head. I didn't want to tell my girlfriend about that because I figured that she would never want to walk over to that diner again, and I was pretty sure that this was just some random one-time event with just some shady characters. I didn't go to breakfast until Friday. I made my way to the path, and I was instantly relieved that the bag was gone. While I was walking down the short path, I investigated the tree line where the bag was located the last time I walked, and I saw the silhouettes of two people standing in the foliage. I didn't stop and look and ultimately just kept going. My gut told me who was standing there, but I didn't want to take any chances. I felt uneasy during my meal, and I didn't want to walk by that path again. I had visions in my head of those two people jumping out and trying to rob me or something. So, after breakfast, instead of walking through the pathway, I walked the long way, all the way around, which ended up being about 40 minutes compared to the quick 5 minutes, believe it or not. I forgot to tell my girlfriend about the experience that I had that day. When Sunday came, she suggested that we go to the diner. Now I was pumped for breakfast, and sadly, I had already completely forgotten about the brief experience that I had on that path. As I write this, and I'm listing the events that happened, I'm ashamed that I didn't remember, but at that moment, since nothing really had happened, I just didn't think about it. It wasn't until we got to the path that Sunday morning that I remembered what had happened. I stopped for a quick second, but then kept going. I didn't want to scare my girlfriend, and there was a chance the two were gone. While we were walking, she was telling me some story, and I was watching the tree line for any movement. About halfway through the path, the man ran out of the woods and stood blocking our path. The woman came out and stood behind us. My girlfriend, trying to be rational, tried to communicate with the two, but neither of them said anything and just started inching closer to us. The gap was closing, and I could feel the panic start setting in. I grabbed my girlfriend's hand, and as I attempted to make my move, instead of running through the guy, who was significantly larger than the woman, I turned and ran through the skinny woman like I was a truck. As I was running through the woman, she somehow got a hold of my back and scratched me with her nails, which surprisingly broke my skin. She screamed one of the most horrific noises I had ever heard when we ran by. As we ran back to our apartment, I could hear them fighting on the path, but I couldn't make out the words. We just called the police when we got back and reported the incident, but of course, they were already gone when they went to check. The apartment has cameras all over the lot, but none of them reached the path, so they had no footage of the two. About 20 feet into the thickness, they found sleeping bags, trash, and bottles. These two had been living on the path for a while before they finally decided to attack us. Thankfully, we didn't sustain any real injuries, and as far as we know, nobody else got hurt or attacked. We feel a little uneasy that these two were never caught, and unfortunately, no new information was ever reported. I make the short drive now whenever I go to the diner, and I plan on never taking that short path ever again.
I'm not even sure where to begin with this. Whether it was two separate incidents or related, I can't be sure. Anyway, to start off, I'm a small town southern girl. I mean, a town small enough where you never have to lock your doors. Be that as it may, I've always had problems believing that people are real monsters, but life has a way of kicking you with the truth. My husband and I left the small town to move back to the place that he's from, a city almost 2,000 miles away. Family health, job opportunities, things like that. We moved into an apartment that was considered to be in a bad part of town, and I was quick to always lock my doors, everything. Especially with our son, who was 6 or 7 when this incident took place back in 2020. I should note that there's two incidents in this story. The first happened when my husband first started working as a correctional officer for the state. I won't say which one, as it's really not that important. Anyway, when he was hired, he was working evenings/nights, leaving me home with our son. When the pandemic hit, he was considered one of the essential employees, and therefore would work his regular shifts. One night, I thought I was going to be like any other. Make dinner, bathe our son, get him to bed, then just spend time watching TV until I either fell asleep or my husband came home. This night, I should have just known something was wrong. I had this innate sense of dread, and I couldn't figure out why. Sure, I heard the emergency sirens and fighting of our neighbors, but we lived in that apartment for a little over a year, and it was common to hear all that. I should also point out that the buildings in the complex were locked, so you need a key to get into the building, but some asshole would always rig our building door to stay open, even with the lack of security. I was in the kitchen cooking dinner, as my son had played on the floor with his toys, and I kept the TV noise low as to not disturb anyone. Because I kept it quiet, I could hear everything going on inside the apartment. So when I heard the distinct sound of someone messing with my door, clearly trying to break in, I knew it was far too early for my husband to be off, and immediately grabbed a butcher knife. I told my son to hide under the dining table, and I gave him a small steak knife, and he must have heard the panic in my voice, because without a word, he silently did as I said. As I made sure that he was safely hidden, I could still hear whoever it was trying to pick open the deadbolt. Once I was sure my son was safe, I clutched the butcher knife and tiptoed to the door, shaking like crazy. They got the deadbolt unlocked a few minutes later. I say they because when they opened my door, there were two men, about 5'9", 5'10", both of them with guns in the waistbands of their pants. I didn't even think at this point, instead going on full motherly protection. Before either one of them could set foot across the threshold, I shot my hand out, knife pointed directly between the eyes of one of them, and then screamed, "I swear to God, if you don't get the fuck out of my damn apartment, I'm gonna make damn sure that you wish you were never born!" Either they forgot they were carrying, or the guns were fake, or maybe I just surprised and scared them, I don't know. I just know the color drained from their faces, and they ran away and out of the building calling me a crazy white bitch. About 2 weeks to a month later, we adopted a Siberian Husky mix named Coda. Coda is not the typical Husky. Instead, he likes to lounge around and is generally pretty quiet. With my husband working all the time and me being a stay-at-home mom, it was really no big deal to be sure the dog had his daily walks. One night, a couple of days after we adopted Coda, I took him out to do his business. Now, as a general thing with me, I always have headphones in, as I don't want to bother people or I'm writing and need to focus. This night was no other, and instead of a full walk around the area, I kept him in the yard around my apartment building. It was extremely dark out, even with the street lights, and I wanted to stay close to my unit. The building has a fence around it with some yard space, just like a painted country fence. Anyway, I had my headphones in listening to music with my back to the fence. I faintly noticed headlights from what I thought was a passing vehicle. I didn't see the car stop at the fence corner, nor the men getting out and coming up behind me. As a side note, I should point out that I'm no taller than 5'0", and I weigh about 130 pounds, and my husky weighed almost as much as I do. I was really wondering why he wasn't doing his business, thinking maybe he was just getting a sense of the area. That was when his head turned and then lowered. I thought my own dog was looking at me and snarling at me, but I then turned and saw these guys jump the fence with knives in their hands. At the time, it was cold outside, and there was still a mask mandate in effect, so I never saw their faces. I thought for sure I would die, or maybe even get kidnapped or worse. But my dog began to growl, and without warning, leaps right past me and then jumps on one of the men, sinking his teeth in the guy's shoulder. The movement was so sudden that I kind of just stood there speechless, and the other guy that my dog hadn't jumped on then ran back to his white SUV, no license plate. The one my dog had jumped on had managed to struggle free, tearing his hoodie in the process before he too had taken off back to the SUV. The two guys gunning it out of there so fast that the tires screamed on the pavement before they disappeared down a dark street. I was in shock after that, absent-mindedly petting Coda and calling him a good boy. The dog does his business as if nothing had happened. We go back upstairs to the apartment, and still in shock, I don't even realize how hard I shut the door, waking up my husband after he'd gone to bed. He was understandably angry at first. It was only when he saw my face, how numb I was, that he guided me to sit down and tell him what happened. It took me a while, at least an hour before I reacted or even spoke. I was almost catatonic. I never had someone attempt to do that to me before. Sure, I've had my fair share of horror story-esque experiences, but never an attempted kidnapping. When I finally told him, my voice was so quiet he could barely hear me, and I ended up having to repeat myself. It was only then that the gravity of the situation finally kicked me in the face. I started shaking, crying, and panicking so hard I couldn't breathe and retched in the bathroom. I held it together just long enough to get it out. Once that had passed, my husband insisted I called the cops. It took about 20 minutes of coaxing, but I did. They showed up and I spent 2 hours with a couple of officers trying to explain the whole situation. One of the officers had to sit me down and guide me through another panic attack. After I told them everything, they suggested I change my routine and that they would be doing some follow-ups with the leasing office to get security footage to catch the guys responsible. The cops showed up to the leasing office about an hour after they opened, but they had kept the doors locked during business hours and wouldn't answer the door. The officers told me this and then explained they drove around the complex to look for security cameras, but they found none. So they found out and then told me that the security the leasing office possessed was only one camera, which was pointed in the main office, and that was it. They also had no security footage, and they boast to have excellent security. Like I said before, I don't know if the two incidents of what happened to me are related or not. I personally don't think they are, but it was still very frightening to be in a location that I'm supposed to consider my home, and then have my own home broken into and I'm almost abducted right out of my yard. We ended up moving out a month later into a small town neighborhood several miles away where it's a hell of a lot safer. But that's my story. If anyone's ever feeling unsafe for reasons they can't explain, or just a general sense of anxiety that something bad's going to happen, don't ignore it, and please stay alert. I'm so glad that I don't live in apartments anymore, at least in the city I used to live in. I had a family across the hall from me, and they were okay people, except for their oldest son. He didn't say much, but when he did, he talked in a creepy kind of soft-spoken way like Michael Jackson, but more like he was on something. He had offered to help us move my wife's stuff into our apartment when her family showed up with a U-Haul, and her family, being trusted people, said yes. Now, I was a bit hesitant, but we did need the extra help. We somehow got to talking about a pair of pants that I no longer needed, and he's immediately like, "Yo, can I have them?" "Sure, whatever, dude." He stares at the pants like he found lost treasure. It was weird. As we're moving stuff, he then asks if there's anything else he can have. Creepy. I told him we'd let him know if something fit him that we don't want. After that, my wife knew firsthand just how weird he was. One time he randomly knocked on our door and asked if we wanted to buy some candy. Fast forward a few months later, and some unrelated stuff in our apartment was making us uneasy, and we were seriously considering not renewing our lease. I knew it was time to leave when we were woken up at 6 a.m. one morning to hear the police shouting,
"It's the police, open up! We have a search warrant!"
They shout 2 more times, and then we hear a loud crack, and we saw through the people that they busted down a door. A week later, the family moved out. I hated that they left because other members of the family seemed pretty normal. Unfortunately, a week or two later, we see the older creepy-ass son hanging around our hallway. I had nodded to him on my way out to get the mail, and I then called my wife like, "He's still here? What the hell?" She says I should strike up a conversation to find out if his family's still here, and then act confused even though we saw them taking out furniture. So when I came back to the apartment, I had made eye contact and I asked how his family's doing. "They're good," he responds. "Cool, cool. Good to hear. I haven't seen y'all around lately. I thought I saw them moving stuff out. Wait, did y'all move?" "Yeah, they moved." I ended the conversation soon after and then went back into my own apartment. If they moved, why the hell is he hanging around our hallway? The only thing I can think of is that maybe the older son was into drugs, which would explain his weird behavior. Then the police caught him buying or selling drugs and busted down his family's place because it's his address. Maybe they didn't take him with them because they didn't want part of any of his lifestyle. It's really the only thing I can make out of it, and we only saw him a couple more times before we moved. We barely landed an opening in an apartment on the other side of the town, which is much safer. Our budget was real tight, but it was well worth it, and I'm so glad that I don't live in that area anymore. Peace, love, and be safe and vigilant out there, everyone. Please.
When I was in college, I lived in apartments that weren't on campus but still called student housing. I saw this guy around that I thought was pretty cute. His name was Kiefer. He knocked on my door one day and he said he was the maintenance man and that he needed to change our AC filters. I was making dinner for my roommate at the time and for myself, and he commented that it smelled really good, so I invited him in to stay for dinner. All went pretty normal as we watched a movie afterwards. Totally innocent. At about midnight or so, I kept telling him that I was really tired, trying to hint for him to leave. My roommate had already gone to bed, so it was just him and me now. After telling him to leave because I was going to bed, he kept trying to talk me out of it, saying that I should stay up longer. He just kept taking forever, trying to drag it out. When he was putting on his shoes, he then started crying that he had a cramp in both of his calves. He told me that he couldn't walk upstairs and that he didn't know what to do. I really wanted to go knock on his door to have his roommate come and get him, but I'm in a wheelchair and I couldn't go upstairs. We had an extra bedroom in our apartment that only had a bed in it and nothing else. He continued asking if he could sleep in the room and I kept telling him no. We argued for like 10 minutes about allowing him to sleep in the extra bedroom. I was so freaking exhausted, I just went ahead and decided to let him. I locked my roommate's door and my door so that he at least couldn't come into our rooms. When I woke up the next morning, luckily he was gone and nothing was stolen. I honestly should have reported it to the apartment complex, but I wasn't really thinking. A couple of days later, I heard someone knock on my bedroom window in the middle of the night, and I totally flipped out about it. It ended up being Kiefer, but obviously I didn't let him in. Then the next night, my roommate and I were in the living room, and then he came and knocked on our door. Ashley, my roommate, answered it, and he asked for me, and she said that I was asleep already. His response?
No, I know she's not asleep. I looked inside y'all's window, so I know she's awake.
Yeah, Kiefer was definitely a creep.
So, about 4 years ago, my parents were going out. And with that, I was going to be home all alone for at least 3 to 4 hours. They left around 6 and they said they would be home around 9 to 12. Whenever they left, I went downstairs. I got some snacks and I had put on Netflix to then look around for a new show. After like 2 hours of watching a new show, that's when I then heard a very strange noise coming from the front porch. Keep in mind, I have a wraparound porch and there were a lot of windows looking out. Me being curious, I pulled back the curtains and then looked out into the dark yard. After looking around, nothing seemed off, until I saw a black silhouette of a man standing by the front door. I froze in fear, dropping the curtains, and then ran upstairs into my parents' room. After 5 minutes of waiting, I decided to text my parents. I told them the incident, and surprise, surprise, they didn't believe me, given that I was only 13. I sat there and I thought maybe it was my imagination. I decided to walk back downstairs and finish my show. I realized the motion sensor light in the backyard was now on. You can either turn the light on, or if anyone walks by it, it will turn on automatically. Keep in mind that this light isn't very sensitive. Most time it turns on whenever a person or animal walks by it. Once I realized what was going on, I ran back to my parents' room, once again in tears. I picked up the house phone to call the police, when I then heard a whisper from outside my window.
Hey, I know you're in there. Just come out. Come out here real quick. I just want to talk to you.
My heart dropped and was about to beat right out of my chest. I froze in fear, then snapped back and called the police. The 911 operator told me to hide in a closet and to stay quiet. She told me to stay in the line just in case anything else happens. Also, keep in mind that my house is around 15 minutes away from the nearest town. After sitting in my parents' closet, I heard the back door creak. Tears started rolling, as I then heard someone walking around in the kitchen and living room. I told the 911 operator what was happening, and then I heard something fall over downstairs. Then I heard the stairs creaking, and a man walking around the bedrooms. Thank God I locked the bedroom door, because he saw it was locked, and just kept going. Or so I thought. Well, after around 30 seconds, I heard the loudest bang of my life, and with a man screaming. And like a miracle, right after this, I then heard police sirens, and the man running away, and then the back door slamming shut. I ran out, and I saw him running into the woods. I ran outside, and I told the cops everything. And then they took me to my aunt's house, where I waited at for my parents to come home. Ever since this happened, they never did find the man, considering we never really got any details on him. I pray and hope he never returns.